How does OCStem tackles tough challenges in the development of next-gen low-carbon battery solutions? As batteries replace fuel tanks in vehicles, it comes as no surprise that tough, competitive battles are taking place in both the automotive and battery arenas. European car manufacturers are on their way to fully electrifying their vehicles, and there are many players on the market that wants a piece of the pie. This includes automation solution developers working with PLM and gigafactories, so named because their capacity is measured in gigawatt hours. This has repercussions for automotive and battery manufacturers when it comes to rearranging their manufacturing processes and adapting PLM support in the product development work. Currently, there are roughly 40 big battery projects of note in Europe's gigafactory boom. This includes companies such as Tesla, Volkswagen, battery manufacturer Northvolt, and many others that are in full swing to build up their battery development and manufacturing resources. Generally, it is the dependence on Asian battery manufacturers such as CATL, Samsung SDI and others that has been a driving force. But there are also things like technological innovation, financial and environmental factors that are important. In the latter case, for example, the European Commission has proposed a 100% reduction in carbon emissions from new cars by 2035, which effectively means no more internal combustion engine vehicles and a potential surge in battery electric vehicles, BEVs. For the PLM and automation suppliers, the growing demand has been intensive around digital support. This is partly to develop battery solutions, and partly to produce what is needed for rational manufacturing automation of the developed solutions in gigafactories. These sites are not cheap industrial adventures. In a 60 gigawatt hours version, we're talking about investments in the realm of $4 to $6 billion, of which PLM software stands for around $2 to $3 million or more, while automation stands for around 10 times this amount. In this, Siemens Digital Industries has been successful in the European battery market and has taken a dominant position in PLM combined with automation. Its main competitor, Das OCStem, has also been successful in this space and has invested heavily in developing vehicle battery PLM solutions. In today's article, I discussed Das OCStem battery-related PLM solutions and the recently announced deal with French company Vircore, a European pioneer in electric vehicles and stationary batteries, with Stéphane Syro, VP of High-Tech Industry at Das OCStem. Vircore is using digital twin solutions. Vircore has new ideas around accelerating the development of next-generation lithium-ion batteries and building the gigafactory that will produce them, all based on Dassault's 3D Experience platform and specific battery solutions. At Das OCStem, we have over the past years been strongly investing in supporting battery innovation, leveraging the 3D Experience platform and our deep understanding in the automotive and high-tech industries, Syro says. Dassault's customers are empowered by our solutions, allowing them to develop digital twin experiences to accelerate innovation in the development and production of sustainable and high-performance battery cells. More specifically, our battery sector solutions empower battery innovation, from their chemistry definition to the design and engineering of the most advanced gigafactory. A good example of this is the recent partnership announcement with Vircore. Moreover, Das OCStem has other big automotive players on their customer list, including Tesla, whose new gigafactory for both battery and electric car manufacturing in Berlin, Germany, is one of the largest planned and built European facilities to date, with a production capacity aimed at 200 gigawatt hours. Renault Group is involved in Vircore's new gigafactory project. As stated above, it was only a few weeks ago that Dassault announced it has signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Vircore. The ideas laid out in this document are meant to help accelerate the development of next-generation lithium-ion batteries and build the gigafactory that will produce them. Vircore is co-led by the Renault Group and EQT Ventures, and from its inception to mid-2021 has succeeded in procuring €100 million, $103 million, of funding, which will be employed to finance a state-of-the-art research and development facility and pilot line for the development of high-performance, sustainable battery cells and intelligent manufacturing. Vircore is aiming to implement this by achieving a manufacturing capacity of 16 gigawatt hours in their sustainable battery cells by 2024, which they are seeking to scale up to more than 50 gigawatt hours by 2030. In terms of gigafactory scale for production levels of 60 gigawatt hours, the investments in PLM-related software, according to my research, generally land around $2 to $3 million or more, as mentioned above. Multiply this by the size of the 40 ongoing projects, and this European market should be worth around $150 to $200 million in PLM software only, while the automation side represents investments 10 times larger. On its own merits, this is a large market in financial terms, which means that there are good reasons for Das OCStem to invest as it has in developing related PLM and sub-PLM solutions for battery and gigafactory design. two overarching PLM angles in Dassault's battery arsenal. So, what can Dassault offer when it comes to battery design software? Quite a lot, as it happens, since Dassault has been increasingly investing in software support for battery development over the last couple of years. This is not a bad idea, considering Dassault's strong position in the automotive sector, particularly on the CAD side with Katja. This classic design solution provides battery libraries to efficiently use 1D simulation for cells, modules, and packs. In its system-level representation, the aging, thermal, and electrical behaviors of each cell can be combined to understand how an entire module of cells behaves. Add to this coupled simulation solutions on the CE platform Simulia, along with Dassault's BioVia software for chemistry modeling capabilities to optimize battery materials designed for safety, performance, aging, and cost management, and a picture of a full-blown support system for battery design is at hand. From an overall perspective, Stefan Syro says, from a manufacturing standpoint, our high-tech smart factory solution addresses process definition from manufacturing engineering to execution, including factory infrastructure engineering and commissioning. Thus, Dassault System Solutions facilitate connecting product to process, and process to gigafactory. A project that can land safely. Together, Vircor and Dassault aim to contribute to the European battery ecosystem that supports the continent's efforts to achieve climate neutrality by 2050. This market is an extremely hot spot to enter, with more than 40 gigafactories planned or ready by 2026, producing around 800 gigawatt hours, according to the European Union's Important Project of Common European Interest, IPCEI. The production volume of Li-ion cells in Europe accounted for around 35 gigawatt hours in 2020, or about 15% of global production capacities. As a result of ambitious development and expansion plans of the battery industry, the share of cells produced in Europe in global production volume is expected to increase to 28% up to 43% by 2030, when it will be around 600 to 870 gigawatt hours per year, according to IPCEI. In this ecosystem, as it looks today, Tesla is the leading player with its German Brandenburg Gigafactory, followed by Northvolt, with five ready, or soon to be ready, gigafactories in Europe. And, as stated above, just under 40 other planned or ready sites, able to produce around 800 gigawatt hours by 2026. Furthermore, Northvolt has invested in PLM and automation software from Dassault's competitor, Siemens Digital Industries. The latter currently claims a leading position in the European field with other customers including Inabat, Etel Volt, and Moro. But the need for European battery development and manufacturing capacity is large. This means that the project can land safely for both Dassault as a software supplier and Vircor as a solution developer, despite tough competition, new types of battery technology. According to the signed agreement between Dassault and Vircor, the aim is to establish best practices to improve innovation and efficiency and mitigate technical risks throughout the product life cycle. In this, it is expected that Dassault System 3 Experience platform and their transformative knowledge in high technology, transport and mobility, as well as the energy and materials industry, will be decisive. How? According to the press material, 3D experience and Dassault's level of competence in advanced technology will be catalysts for establishing new methods and ways of renewing sustainability in areas such as product, process and flow simulation, as well as supplier collaboration and total quality management. We provide a solution to support the development of batteries as well as the new types and technologies of batteries. This solution allows us to optimize the engineering from molecules to the entire system in designing safer, long-lasting and fast-charging batteries, said Syro, pointing at the high-performance battery package. It supports and accelerates each step of the battery engineering process for companies willing to go beyond their traditional boundaries and design batteries suited for the best customer experiences. Broad capabilities with combinations of 3DX apps. Syro added that with a 3D experience platform, combining Simulia, BioVia, Katja and Delmia capabilities, battery engineers can perform material development with virtual screening, cell formulation and recipe development with compliance requirements, behavior analysis, thermal, electrical, aging, structural and performance validation through cell, module and pack simulations, mechanical abuse testing, team-driven validation and analysis through the 3D Experience platform, define a battery pack disassembly process and assess its environmental footprint, while driving battery end-of-life strategy for companies willing to operate on second life, remanufacturing or repurposing. Vircor's first gigafactory will produce low-carbon battery cells designed to support Europe's net-zero goals. At the same time, the aim will also be to create a European battery value chain of actors and solutions. As part of its roadmap, Vircore will work with Dassault's industry-specific package solutions high-performance battery and high-tech smart factory, which are both based on the 3D Experience platform for seamless collaboration, mod learning and simulation in a virtual environment. Batteries are a cornerstone of a more sustainable Europe. Our 3D Experience platform and our battery sector solutions enable battery innovation, from their chemistry definition to the design and construction of the most advanced gigafactory, says Cyro. As Vircore leads the way in this sector with its ambitious gigafactory project, we can help them leverage virtual twin experiences to accelerate innovation in the development and production of sustainable, high-performance battery cells. Vircore's first gigafactory to be built in Dunkirk, France. Vircore's Christopher Raj, head of digital, added in a comment that they will benefit from the long-term support promised by Dassault Systèmes. Ultimately, these plans are based on 3D Experience and aim to reach unprecedented levels of digitization when the first gigafactory is built in Dunkirk, France. In this, Vircore will use the Dassault 3D Experience platform and apps to produce the digital twins of its batteries and manufacturing processes, including the gigafactory operation. Our collaboration with Dassault Systèmes will enable us to address the entire product lifecycle process with the 3D Experience platform, commented Raj in a press release.